In football, every year is a fresh start. For both Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel, the 2015 season brings new opportunities and great expectations.
I couldn't have asked for a better, I don't want to say role model, but a better teammate for Johnny than Josh McCown. I mean, Josh is one of the most sincere people I've met in my life, and Johnny's very, very fortunate that he's in our meeting room.
You know, I think Josh, obviously being a vet and being around for, you know, this isn't his first go around for sure. So, you know, just to see, you know, the way that he goes about his schedule, the way he goes about his routine, I think that's, you know, a huge part of playing this position is, you know, getting your routine down, getting a set schedule and really sticking to that, you know. So I've been trying to follow this guy and, you know, mimic and just copy kind of what he's doing.
I love it. Like, these guys, they keep me young. It's just fun listening to them interact because him and Connor, they have their own language sometimes, and it's just funny. It's a fun work environment, but at the same time, we get better. It's a great environment for, you know, a young quarterback to be able to grow, and for all of us, not just young quarterback, everybody to be able to get better.
You know, having all those guys in there that we do with the leadership that Josh brings, being a vet, is nice. It's a good mesh in there for us, and you know, I think we're all get along pretty well. And it's a lot of fun at the same time. It's definitely never a boring day coming and sitting in that room.
When you're the new guy, and I've done this a few times now, you want to get in and get to know guys, and it says a lot about the vets that were already here, that it's a locker room that welcomes guys in and treats everybody with respect, and so, but at the same time has a lot of fun and gets a lot of good work in.
Way to go, good call. Yep.
So the huddle is where kind of the whole thing begins. You know, you get your personnel in there, and then you work from there with the play call. Any little, you know, tips or reminders that you may shoot to a receiver or a running back, and then you break from there. But that's kind of where it all begins. So you want to make sure that the eyes are up and there's clear communication.
Yeah, I think a big thing is just the form of the huddle, making sure you have a good wall. And I feel like when I get in there, it's a little bit blacked out. Everything else kind of just goes away, and you're able to communicate with those guys. So, and that is the most critical part of being out there and making sure you get everybody on the same page. As we're spewing out all this stuff, you kind of just see the linemen wait until they hear their one keyword, and then they're locked on. But I mean, those guys are the foundation of what we do offensively. So, you know, to have them geared up and ready to go and try and get them as much energy as possible is another big part of the huddle.
You get guys that are as intelligent as they are. The huddle can really be a little meeting on the field where you're kind of. They're giving you information that just happened in the last snap, things that they saw. To play with guys that are that intelligent, it's helpful for a quarterback. My first huddle, I was in Arizona. Golly, that's so long ago. It's hard to remember, but I do remember that. You know, I just remember thinking, you know, try to make it my own as much as I could, and trying to, you try to hide your nervousness and all those the emotions that you're going through, and try to communicate the play clearly and with conviction and confidence and all those things. It's something that it develops. I probably didn't do that very well the first few times around, but definitely remember, you know, just making sure I wanted to give everybody their job and assignment and say it clearly so that, you know, we didn't have anything, you know, mess up because of how I was saying it.
Mine was a little different than Josh's, I guess. You know, I had a headset, Josh had a leather helmet.
yeah, exactly.
So a little bit different, but the guys do a good job of, you know, when you're nervous and they can definitely tell a little bit, you have a little misspeak or you call something that just doesn't quite fit. It's nice to have, you know, the type of guys that we have here that are able just to correct that and make sure everyone's good to go.
There's a standard that Coach Pett has set for us, and we have to adhere to that. You know, the defense, special teams, you know, have the way that they want to play, and then we have an offensive mindset that we want to go out and play with, and we have to get that done.
I think Ray did a good job of going out and getting people that really fit what we're trying to do and really embody what, you know, we are as an offense and who we are. So consistency week in and week out is going to be the biggest thing. I mean, we know what our division is, we know who's in our division, and we know it's not going to be a cakewalk by any means. It's going to be, you know, hard-nosed football week in and week out playing that division. So consistency is the key.
Coming up on Building the Browns, an exclusive interview with Hall of Famer Paul Warfield on the characteristics, drive, and determination it takes to be great in the NFL.